Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Ham Nation is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of Ham Nation is brought to you by DX Engineering. DX Engineering offers practically everything you need to outfit your shack, plus the fastest shipping in the industry. In-stock items ship the same day, Monday through Friday until 10 p.m. Eastern. For more information, visit dxengineering.com/hamnation. And by ICOM. For more information, visit icomamerica.com/hamnation. And by audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. This is Ham Nation, episode number 128 for December 18th, 2013. Deck the Halls. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to Ham Nation. My name is Don Wilbanks, AE5DW. I'm sitting where Bob Heil normally... Well, no, I'm sitting in my own chair, but, of course, Bob Heil typically opens the show, but he is out playing reindeer games or something. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing, but we have the rest of the elves here. We'll head out towards Costa Mesa and see what Gordon West, WB6NOA, is doing. Gordon, how are you tonight, sir?
Well, we are fine. We're getting ready for the North Pole to come upon us. And look at this. Is that great? The TWIT Christmas card. You should see Leo. He is absolutely dressed up to you'd almost not recognize him. Christmas card from Ray at ICOM saying, "We're moving." That's right. ICOM America beginning next year will be up in Kirkland, Washington. And tonight is the big MESAC party for the Costa Mesa, City of Costa Mesa emergency team, as well as Santa Ana response team. All these parties going on. Over my right shoulder is the Amateur Television Network, the ATN, and they're going to be having fun tonight. In fact, I think if you look over there, you'll see them all dressed to the hilt. Happy birthday, SO50. Clint Bradford says that this is the 11th birthday of the satellite that you can work with an HT. Learn more at www.work-sat.com. Fred with QRZ is going to be with us. He's got 11,000 entries that he's going to be announcing who the lucky winners are very shortly. Frank says we should talk more about RF cages and what they do to homeowners that have a ceiling full of aluminum. And Fred K4FMH will talk more about that. Finally, Bob Heil says, even though Don is sitting in the Bob Heil chair, to log on to heilsound.com and then click on the Facebook and look at the contest and name some of those photos that they took back in the early days when Don and I had Instamatic Kodak SureShot cameras. And finally, Chris and Angel say they'll see you at Quartz Fest. And another Angel, WP3GW, says we'll see you at Puerto Rico State Convention January 25 and 26 if you don't go to Puerto Rico. So in a few minutes, we'll be hearing from the North Pole, and that's Eric, and we'll see how cold it is up there. So, Don, back to you, Mr. Santa.
All right. Thanks, Gordon. That's the show. Good night. No. We've got George up north in the Jackson, Mississippi, W5JDX. Is it snowing up there, George? What's it look like outside the big picture window in Jackson?
Oh, well, wow. I don't know, Don. Right now I'm at TWiT, so we'll have to see when I get back home if it's snowing there. I got an idea. Yeah, it might be snowing outside.
You can never tell. He's been playing with his green screen tonight. He's like a kid with a new toy. And speaking of new toys, there's a bunch of cool ham radio stuff that we hope shows up under your Christmas tree tonight and mine too. So we've got a full show. Why don't we just go ahead and jump straight on into it? We have got a piece of video from the North Pole. So, Brian, if you want to go ahead and fling that on us, let's check that out.
Well,
Well, welcome to North Pole, Alaska, and this is the Radio Shack of the KL7AJ, myself, and we are experiencing a balmy 24 below here in North Pole on December, what is the date today? Today is the 17th, 2013, and we have warmed up from a 40 below overnight, so we do things a little bit differently here in Alaska, and it is glad to see that everything is operating as it should be. And this is my main operating position here. We'll zoom around the shack a little bit here. This is pretty conventional. It's a software-defined radio, 10-tech. And to the left over here, I have my boat anchor equipment, my PSAS de resistance, I guess, and some equipment from the late 1950s. And then over to the far left here, we have our true vintage shack. I have a Johnson Ranger, a Heathkit AR-3, and a few other items of interest there. So, anyway, as I said, things are a little unusual here in North Pole, Alaska, and one of our resident denizens of North Pole seems to be jangling out there. So, who do we have in the shack here today? We have Santa. Well, what can you expect when you're here?
Oh, all right.
How are you doing?
Are you having a good year so far?
I'm having a good year, and I have a request already.
Oh, goodness.
Can you give me a high-speed internet connection? You know that's a hearty laugh
that's
there.
A hearty laugh. Like that.
Something like that in North Pole, Alaska.
Yeah, gosh sakes. You notice I lost a little weight?
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, reindeer are complaining.
What are they complaining about this time?
I thought I was gaining too much weight. Oh, and, particularly Vixen.
Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah, always complaining.
Well, you know, that's buoyancy, isn't it?
Yeah. But here we are, you know, it was 40 below, and, you know, that's the magical number, no matter whether it's Celsius or Fahrenheit.
That's right.
Here we are, the same temperature, and thankfully it's a little warmer today.
I've been trying to get them to convert the weather reports into Kelvin. That way it always sounds nice and warm.
There you go.
So it's 40 below, it's still 200 degrees.
Yeah, so, but it's been kind of foggy here recently, and so I've warned Rudolph that we're going to need him to lead the way with the sleigh.
Well, you know, those little red lights there, they don't cut the mustard. You've got to have those high-intensity strobe lights like the school buses.
Yeah. So. Well, we'll add those on the tail end to keep anybody from catching
up. There we go. Well, you know, I also know it's right down there, so they...
I hear they're going to have some Air Force planes tracking me this year.
That's good.
Oh, I don't know. Hope they keep their distance. I don't want to get
too close. It is kind of a tradition, though.
It is a tradition.
I used to work on that radar out there, and I did see some occasional interesting activity.
So, but, you know, we live at the top of the world, which is a wonderful place, because the whole world turns underneath us, so to speak, and we can talk with our ham radio to everybody everywhere.
That is true. Well, you were talking about the Gray Line a few days ago, and it's interesting that the Gray Line in North Pole goes exactly north or east and west up here. Very unusual situation.
Very amazing.
So you name your antenna due east or due west to talk to people, which is kind of strange when you look at that map up here. It's amazing
how much of the world you can cover just by aiming your antenna east.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So, propagation here is a little bit different. That's another thing I could ask you for, if you have any say in that matter. Now, it's been pretty good.
You know, it's really wonderful in the wintertime when it's nice and dark. But, you know, that summertime really sucks. It's really hard.
Tell us where you hide out during the summer there. Do you go to South Pole there?
Kind of a warmer place, you know.
The secret is out. Santa is a snowbird. Huh?
I have to keep talking to the elves so they're preparing all the gear for the coming year. You know.
That's right.
And the reindeer they can't take that warm weather, so they have to stay up here where it's nice and cool.
Well, you know, you had a former career. But do we want to let this on or not? Or do we want to disillusion everybody?
No, go right ahead.
We're in a former career. Well, we have a very scientific Santa here today. So I was wondering how much we can tell about our scientific pursuits.
I just had a lifetime career, and and was launching rockets to study that aurora borealis, which is in our backyard all the time. It was a great life, and always had to make sure that I wasn't flying up there when with the reindeer and the sleigh when we were launching rockets.
So does being Santa ruin your credibility that way, or does that ruin your credibility as Santa?
A little bit. You know, not everybody understands that I can be two different kinds of people, but, you know, Santa's, it's in spirit. That's what we are. We're no matter what you look like, it's the spirit of the holidays. We're all here. We're having a great time.
And you are a very popular guy in both your modes, I imagine, up in the little village of Eagle.
Oh, yes.
What can you tell us about Eagle?
Eagle is a wonderful school, a community school that is very interested in learning about ham radio. And they didn't have any curriculum for that, and boy, have they responded. They're just having a lot of fun with it. We start each school year actually building model rockets, so you can figure where that interest comes from.
Yeah, well, yeah, I imagine there's going to be a lot of requests for these quadcopters, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I saw them flying
these
around.
These little inexpensive unmanned aerial vehicles that you can buy and build now are really, really popular. And you can do some fun ham radio things with them, getting up a little higher in the air and using an antenna. So, yeah, Eagle is a wonderful small community, completely isolated in the wintertime. The roads are not maintained, so you get in and out by airplane, but a lot of dog hunting.
Oh,
yeah.
Or sled, yes.
And lots of dog teams.
Or flying sled.
Wonderful, nice community. It's a lot of fun up there.
Yeah, well, it's good to know that Santa is now ham. Well, he's been ham cognizant for many times. Right?
Oh, yeah.
USD article way back in the 50s.
Oh, absolutely.
Santa's always been very closely associated with ham radio.
Kind of a tradition to keep up this communication with the world, and ham radio and Santa Claus go together.
That's right, and it's been that way. It may ever so be.
This is a great shack you have here.
Well,
right?
I was telling a little bit about the... the history here. We have a historical area behind me here. This is the kind of my state-of-the-art, semi-state-of-the-art shack here with a software-defined radio. And over here, right in the middle, I have my pièce de résistance, which in electronics is a piece of resistance, right? It is my Central Electronics 100V. It's probably my favorite rig of all times. It's one of the first single sideband rigs ever built. And to the left, I have more of my vintage shack here. And a lot of telegraph keys. I'm a Morse code fanatic. I'm not a real speed king on it, but I do. I can do 45 words a minute, and if I have a lot of coffee, I can probably get up about 50 words a minute. So this shack has old and new, kind of like Santa himself. So.
Well, Santa made it past 20 words per minute, but then he forgot to do it for a while, and I think he's probably back down around 13.
Well, you know, one thing we forgot to do to make this official.
The
official
clapper.
Here we go. Take how many takes of that? So
I see you got an old S38.
I do.
One of your first radios?
Actually, not. I got that relatively recently. You know, one thing about boat anchors, they're kind of like coat hangers. You never have to buy them. They just kind of accumulate in drawers, you know.
Well, Santa's first radio was an old Hallicrafters S38C.
So what do you do if little Johnny in North New Jersey asks Santa for a brand new Central Electronics 100V? How do you do that? Are you capable of making some of these?
I can only say... I will do what we can do. I can't promise it, you know. Lots of things involved there, but sure want to help those young people learn and enjoy ham radio, because it's been a lifelong career for me, and looks like for you too.
It is, and it's been led to a career in broadcasting and science research, ionospheric research, and led us to your alter ego.
Yes.
And I wonder if we should have a contest to see who can actually identify the who's behind the beard.
My goodness.
Anyway,
let's see. What can we do? I don't know.
This would be a contest for W5YI. I did briefly mention that this is going to be on Ham Nation W5Y Ham Nation webcast. So,
I'm looking forward to
so that. So this is Gordon West and the gang there are really excited about this. And so hopefully this will be a semi-regular thing here. So,
well, that would anyway. Be very cool. Very cool. That's sort of a pun. Cool.
Yeah, very yeah. cool. Very cool. So, well, I certainly appreciate you making the effort to come out to my humble abode here. I know things are getting really busy for you.
That's true, but thank you. I really enjoy coming and seeing your shack, you know? Yeah. You see mine, it's actually not quite as sophisticated as the one you have. But, you know, sitting at the top of the world like I am, I can usually communicate pretty well, but this is cool stuff. I love this software-defined radio.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun, and I appreciate it more having had to do it the hard way. But I still enjoy the old rigs, too. So.
Well, you have a great...
Well, thanks for coming by, Santa, and it's been wonderful. We'll look for you on Ham Nation.
All right.
Thanks again.
All right. That was great.
That
All
is
right.
Some good,
thanks,
good stuff.
Eric. KL7AJ, Eric Nichols, author, writes for QST and has this great book out called Opus. He was from the North Pole and is at the North Pole tonight. He'll be on 14277. Right after this cast, or 7277. So if you want to work a KL7, call for KL7 Alpha Juliet, KL7AJ, and Eric in the North Pole will be looking for you. Okay, Don, back to you, and that was our Santa report.
Now, we were hoping to have him on live tonight, but Skype wasn't quite working out with us, and that, of course, is our loss. But, Eric, thank you so much for sending the video in. And Santa, wow, who knew Santa had a straight man? That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, if you're looking for a soldering iron under your tree and you want to figure out how to use it, we know just the guy. His name is George. He lives in Jackson, Mississippi, and he does this little thing called smoke and solder. So why don't we jump right into that?
Well, good evening, boys and girls. It's your old pal Solder Claus here. It's kind of cold outside the shack here, even for Mississippi this early in December. But we're going to finish that oscillator we've been working on. You know, we wanted to have that ready in time for the Christmas holidays so we could do a little rig experimenting and such there. So let's get on into that now, and we'll come back, and Solder Claus has got a present for someone after this. Last week on Smoke and Solder, we built the 700 hertz section here of our two-tone generator from Hendrix Kits. This week, we're going to build the 1900 hertz section. First thing I'm going to do is remove the battery because there's no need to have voltage on there while we're trying to solder. This is the section on our layout of the components we'll install today. This is the green section. The circuit we're going to build this week is almost identical to the one we did last week. We've got a switch here that turns on and off the 9-volt battery to the circuit, and that powers an LED, and it also powers an audio amplifier here set up as an oscillator with a feedback loop and fixed value capacitors in here that are different than the ones that we had in the other frequency oscillator, and a filter here on the output, and those are different values as well. And of course, the trim pod here, where we can kind of fine-tune the frequency. So let's get started. D3 is a diode, and it's polarized, and of course there's a black band on here that identifies the cathode of it, and we can see there's a black band here on the layout, so we just put that in that direction. Thank you. And now we'll do our testing. We'll hook up the same way we were last week, except this time we're going to connect to the junction of R21 and C11. It's on the backside here. You can't see it, but trust me, that's what I'm connecting to. We've got our speaker on. Let's see if it works. It seems that it does. Now, this is a 1900 hertz oscillator. And we can see 2000 there. We've got much more signal here. Let me turn that down where we can see it. Of course, it drops off as we change the value of the pot there and the frequency. So in the ballpark of 1900. So we've got about 0.53 millivolts of signal here on the unit. A lot higher than we had on the other side. Now, I'm not sure if that's going to present a problem, but we'll just have to find out when we combine these in the amplifier section. Let's just do a quick check to make sure the 700 hertz side is still working. And there it is. And now let's take a few voltage measurements on the transistor here so you've got something to compare with if you're having problems with your kit. So I'll go from ground, which is a negative terminal of the battery, over to the emitter, and we've got 16.8 millivolts. Last week on the 700 hertz side, we had 18.7 millivolts, so we're not far off there. On the base, 0.634 volts, or 634 millivolts. Last week we had 651 millivolts, so not much difference there. And finally, the collector. We've got 3.03 volts. Last week we measured 3.2 volts. So a little bit off there, but this could give you some basic readings. If you change the value on the pot, now that's likely to change the some of the voltage values here, but this gives you a reference to kind of be in the ballpark and know that that section of your kit is right. If it's not, then perhaps you have one of the resistors or capacitors in the wrong place. Now on to the mixer and audio amplifier stage. As you can see, we don't have as many parts here. The first thing we'll install is C4 and C6. And we've got U1 here. This is the integrated circuit socket. You can see there's a little key here in the end, a little indent. You match that up with the one on the board. C7 is a 33 microfarad electrolytic. It's polarized. The negative side is marked here on the capacitor, so we'll put it directly opposite of the positive side. J1 is one of these mini connectors here. So is J2. RT3 is a 50K ohm. And RT4 is a 10K ohm. Now let's solder all this. There's a little notch that should be on this side of the socket, and there's a little notch on the chip here is too, so you want it to go in that direction. I want to use my old IC insertion tool to do this. It's a little tool that just holds the chip for you. You put it over the socket, and then you just press down the button, and it inserts the chip into the socket without bending the legs. Of course, you got to have them lined up straight before you begin. And that's got it. So now we should be ready to actually use this unit. The two jacks that we just added, this is for an 8-ohm speaker. This is a 33K-ohm output line to feed a rig. And there's two more knobs we added. This one is balanced, which selects how much of each of the two tones that we have. And this one is amplitude, the amount of volume coming out of these jacks. So let's try it out and see what we've got. First, we'll connect up the speaker here. Now, this is a little amplified speaker, and we really don't need that for this, but I've got it handy, so we're going to try it and see. And there we've got tone. Let's turn on the other one. And now we should be able to shift between how much of each tone we've got using this knob here. And you can tell it does change the frequency a little bit when you do that. Let's look at it on the scope and see what we've got. Now, in the process of trying this out, I did find out one important fact. If your battery is weak, one oscillator will be affected more than the other, and you won't be able to get a good balance. But now, that sounds like a pretty fair balance to me. We can look at the scope over here, and we can see that there's two different oscillators mixed there, and we can change the balance control to get more of one than the other. So there you go, the Hendrix two-tone generator from QRPKits.com. It's a nice little kit there. Gives you two tones that's going to be useful in the future for measuring some sideband signals. And there you go. That's the two-tone oscillator kit there. You can see now I'm back at the Twit Studios, Don. So
good. Apparently so here. Am I.
Yeah. And we might as well have Solder Claus give away a prize here. You know, last week I asked the question, why use two oddball frequencies like 700 hertz and 1900 hertz? And I had an answer on that. It came from John, KD4UBM. And he said that a two-tone generator creates two non-harmonic tones, and that's used for testing intermodulation distortion. He said the oscillator I was building, the tones can be used for single sideband transmitter output to feed into an oscilloscope, and then you can see that if there's any other tones in there besides just the two you put in, then you know you got some intermodulation distortion. And he said he's been hibernating from ham radio for the past 20 years, and his wife and kids recently got interested in ham radio. They all took their class together, and they earned the technician license, and he upgraded to extra. And he says it's great to be back in the hobby again. So congratulations, John. You're going to win this copy of Antennas and Transmission Lines, which is keyed out because it's green. Here, I'll show you the back of it. So, congratulations. We'll be sending that out to you. And Solder Claus appreciates everyone who played this week. And we'll be back a little bit later in the show. But right now, let's go back to Don. And, Don, I've got a transparent book here. I don't know that this has ever been done before.
You know, of all the books I think I've ever read, that could be the clearest one I've ever read.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, I know, groaner. All right. Well, you see that I've changed my hat, and that's because I want to talk to you a little bit about DX engineering. DX engineering is a great way to get you right on the middle of the action, not just the sideline. This is, you know, it's like you can either play football or you can watch football. With DX engineering, you're playing ham radio. You're not watching it. DX Engineering has an affordable and practical vertical antenna solution. It's the 43-foot multi-band vertical antenna. Covers all the HF bands from 160 all the way to 10. Relatively low height and low wind resistance makes it easy to set up, and it keeps your neighbors happy. You can buy just the antenna alone, or you can bundle it with other critical DX Engineering components. The aluminum construction means it will withstand the elements for years of DXing, and like everything else that DX Engineering makes, it is top quality. And powering your equipment is often overlooked, yet extremely critical. I mean, how are you going to get some fire in the wire if you ain't got no fire to begin with, right? DX Engineering has everything you need to power the setup. Power sources like batteries, all the way from batteries to AC generators, DC power distribution options from West Mountain, Samlex, MFJ. Power supplies like you would not believe. Supplies for even uncommon voltage requirements and receptacles if you've got some odd requirement. You can also find battery backup and UPS solutions for your shack or your MCOM rig. Solar chargers from Samlex will help you get off the grid. And, boy, you can't minimize the importance of that for emergency communications. All the stuff you need to put it all together, tools, DC zip cord, battery chargers, connectors, it's all there at dxengineering.com. And an amazing new crimp tool will easily crimp your Anderson power pole connectors the right way. Very important. You got a special ham radio fan in your life? Well, the gift of DX Engineering this holiday. Fill their shopping list at dxengineering.com. Skip the insanity at the mall. Shop in comfort right there from online or the great, great DX Engineering catalog, which I have in my hand right now. Yeah, I always keep one close by. Any budget, big money, little money, everything in between, plenty of non-ham techie gifts as well. There's how you can request that catalog. Clocks, weather stations, that's on my short list of stuff. I want to get a weather station. Tents for field day, T-shirts, folding chairs, tools. Of course, you can take that tent out to Quartz Fest, too. Shortwave, AM, FM, Wi-Fi radios from Sanjin. It's not too late to order. Get your gift in time for Christmas because they do some amazingly fast shipping. There's also DX Engineering gift cards, perfect stocking stuffer. Buy it online, print it out instantly. That's how fast you get it. Right there, print it yourself. Very handy feature if you like to procrastinate on your gift giving. You hear that, honey? No, she's actually way ahead of me. If you want to grab any of the gear, get your order in by 10 p.m. Eastern. If it's in stock, DX Engineering will put it on a truck, and it'll be heading your way tonight. Yes, tonight. Proven products, expert advice, the fastest shipping in the industry. DX Engineering is helping you shrink the globe. Request a catalog. Shop online 24/7. DXEngineering.com/HamNation and DX Engineering. We thank you so much for your support of Ham Nation. It is greatly appreciated, and we do love you. Gordon, we're going to talk to Fred Maia, W5YI, aren't we?
No, actually, we're talking to the other Fred of QRZ.com.
Oh, it's Fred Lloyd. Fred,
Fred, yeah.
I get the Freds confused. Fred Lloyd, A7BQ, I am so sorry. Let's talk to Fred from QRZ. Fred from QRZ. It rhymes.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, hi, Fred.
Good to see you guys. Yeah. Well, we're here tonight to announce the big sweepstakes that QRZ is having. We're announcing the winners. We've been collecting a survey for the last, I'd say a month at least, and we've got a bunch of fine sponsors. In fact, we've got 27 prizes that we're going to announce tonight, and we're going to try and do it pretty quickly.
All right, Fred, we're waiting for you. Go right
ahead. Get on it.
Okay. The first thing that we have for tonight, we have one of our sponsors called Fan Nan Enterprises, and they make a great line of amateur radio accessories. And one of those is an amateur license frame. It's a beautiful certificate that you put your license in. And that particular prize is going out to 10 winners tonight. Those winners... that you can see on your screen, NQ0S, KB3SKM, KG5VW, N0RPJ, KF5RD, KD0KXS, W32M, W0LJH, WK8A, and KI6YUK. Congratulations to each of you. You will get one of these license certificates sent to you. All you have to do is drop us an email at QRZ and we'll get the process started. So just go back to QRZ and you'll see where you can claim your prize. The next item that we have up tonight, and this is a single item, not a group item, and that is a 7-band off-center fed dipole. And the winner of that prize, which comes from NI4L Antennas and Electronics, is KA4FXC, Mark Johnson from Coosada, Alabama. Congratulations, Mark. It's a great prize, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Next up, we have another outstanding item, and that is a $100 gift certificate from a company called Ham Radio Hardware. Ham Radio Hardware provides all the various things that you might need to hook up your antenna. It's just like it says, the antenna hardware, the insulators, the guy wires, everything you need. And you get a $100 certificate. The first winner, we have two of these. The first winner is Mateus Thiel, PU2NAT in Brazil. And for all of you listening, you should note QRZ is an international website, and some of these prizes are going out all over the world tonight. The second winner of this prize is here in the United States, and that's KB3UWC, Illig Steven in Keysport, Pennsylvania. So congratulations, Illig, and be sure and contact us by email, and we'll send you that certificate. Another of our sponsors is Ham Radio Outlet. Most of us have been to Ham Radio Outlet multiple times, me for sure. And Ham Radio Outlet has donated three prizes tonight, the first of which is a dual-band J-pole antenna. It's a nice, very nice construction, and that particular winner tonight is going to be from Chile, Charlie Echo 3, STZ, Marcelo Rodriguez from Chile. If you're on or if you're listening, congratulations. You've won the antenna. Next up on from HRO tonight is a battery pack, a battery charger, excuse me, the Maha AA AAA Deluxe Battery Charger, the MC9000, MHC9000. That goes out to Ron Gulseth from Phoenix, Arizona, N7PHM. Even though I live here in Phoenix, I haven't met Ron, or if I have, I apologize. There are 11,000 hams here in Phoenix. And Ron, congratulations on winning this one. Also tonight, we have from HRO, there is a copy of the 2014 ARRL Handbook. This one goes out to N7 Golf Tango, Greg Gulka from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Congratulations, Greg. You've just won the possibly the best book in amateur radio, the Handbook. Mm-hmm. And we'll just pause for a moment and pick up now on our next item. This is from R&L Electronics. R&L Electronics has been an advertiser on QRZ and a big supporter of ham radio for a number of years. And they have a large product line of equipment from called Jetstream. It's their own product line. And in tonight, we're giving away a Jetstream JTPS31 power supply. That's a really nice power supply, a metered power supply. I believe it's a switching power supply with both amperage and voltage metering on the front of it. Very nice unit. And that unit goes out to NJ1Y, Don Parker in Bryant Pond, Maine. And so, Don, congratulations. And again, send us an email on QRZ, and we'll get that sent right out to you. Another of our great sponsors on QRZ for a number of years has been Associated Radio. Associated Radio provides a full line of amateur radios and equipment and accessories. And tonight, they've donated a 80-meter Wyndham antenna. And we're sending that one out to China tonight, to BD4FM, Ming Lin, from Shanghai, China. And they're the proud new owners of this 80-meter Wyndham. And it's also tonight from West Mountain Radio. Now, most of us have heard of West Mountain Radio. They've got a lot of digital equipment. And tonight we have the Rig Blaster Advantage, one of their best units. And this one, the winner is JP3DGT Katsugi OG. And excuse the pronunciation on that. I'm sure it's not right. From Osaka, Japan. Congratulations, Katsuki. And I hope you enjoyed the prize. Next up, we've got three prizes from Heil Sound. Oh, Bob, it's too bad he's not here tonight. But Bob did hear about this contest. And by the way, this sweepstakes is all about QRZ's 20th anniversary. We've been online now for 20 years. We've been online longer than Google, longer than, well, a lot of websites. And people say maybe it's because you're old. I say, well, I don't know. I think it's because we're enjoying it. So anyway, the first Heil Sound prize going out tonight is the Heil Pro Set 3, a dynamite headset. And it goes out to AI9Q, Alpha India 9 Quebec, Wayne Schuler in Vancouver, Washington. And I'll shout out to Wayne there. Congratulations for winning this great prize from Bob. Sent it directly here to me, so we'll be sending it out soon. Next up from Heil Sound is the Heil BM10 headset. This is a brand new design, as I understand it, from Heil. And it's a very, very nice lightweight headset that you can operate with. There's a photo of it there. And the winner of that is KB8ZUN, Jeff Evans from Northridge, Ohio. So congratulations, Jeff. Contact us and we'll get that sent out to you. And then let us all know how you like the new Heil headset. Next up, we've got a Heil PR781 microphone. That, by the way, is exactly the same microphone I'm using right now. It's basically one of the standards now in amateur radio, and an excellent mic. This Heil PR781, a brand new in the box, goes to KK4FOF, Mark Schumann in Roswell, Georgia. Congratulations, Mark. We know you're really going to enjoy it. Also, in the microphone department, Tentec has a great little microphone, a nice desk mic called the Regal, the Tentec RF Regal desk microphone. We've got two of these to give out tonight. The first one goes out to UY0LL, that's Uniform Yankee 0 Lima Lima, Alexander Dochich from Kharkiv in Ukraine, over in Russia, so in the Russian area there. So congratulations on the microphone. And the other one, the second microphone, goes to Juliet Hotel 8 RZJ, Kai Meshuda in Sapporo City, Japan. So another couple of prizes going out overseas tonight, and good ones they are at that. Also tonight, from Tentec, we have the Tentec RF speech processor. This is a very nice little device that you can hook up to your microphone and give your signal that extra punch, especially for radios that didn't come with an RF speech processor. This particular one goes out to W5IPA, Jason Mary in Corpus Christi, Texas. So congratulations, Jason. Again, send us an email to QRZ and we'll get that shipped out to you. Well, we're ready for the grand prize runner-up. We have two grand prizes tonight. Our first grand prize is sponsored by Gigaparts. Gigaparts is the largest independent ham radio dealer in the United States. Gigaparts has been a QRZ sponsor online for, I believe, close to 10 years now. And we've developed a very close relationship over the years. And I have to tell you, I've met the Gigaparts staff in person several times, and I've never known a better group of people. They've got an excellent selection of everything you can think of, and service and support that can't be beat. Tonight, Gigaparts has sponsored a brand new Yaesu FT-DX1200 station, and not only the radio, but a power supply and a DX80 antenna to go with it, complete station. The winner of the FT-DX1200 is N7 Juliet Sierra, James Southwick of Ogden, Utah. Congratulations, James, on your FT-DX1200. Just give us a call, and you'll be picking that up. Okay, we're on to the final now, the grand prize of the evening. This prize also comes to us from Gigaparts and also from ICOM. And a shout-out there to Ray Novak, who I know is listening tonight, and thanking him for sponsoring the QRZ 20th Anniversary Sweepstakes and Gigaparts, who work together with Ray to provide this package, which includes also a power supply and an antenna. So it's a complete station. The ICOM IC7100 station goes to Kilo 7 EFZ, Alan Fielding of Shelley, Idaho. Congratulations, Alan. This is a great prize. I wish I was getting it myself. You're going to have a good time with it. So moreover, I wanted to tell everyone that the reason we held this sweepstakes in part was to thank every one of you in the ham radio community for your support and your patronage of QRZ over the years. And I wanted to make one more thing. If you entered the contest, and there were about 11,143, I believe, entries into the contest, and you didn't win, we still have a consolation prize, and that will be the QRZ bumper sticker. I know you've seen this before.
All right.
If you want to get a QRZ bumper sticker, you have to send us an SASE. We really can't make all those envelopes ourselves. Send us an SASE, and you'll get a QRZ bumper sticker, and we'll send it right to you right away. So that's all for tonight. Again, thank you all very much. Thanks to Ham Nation. Gordon, thank you. And if you're a winner, one more thing. If you're a winner, send the email to sales@QRZ.com, sales@QRZ.com. Back to you, Gordon.
All right. Thanks so much, Fred. Fred, making things happen in ham radio. All right. Now, before I take off to man another station to work Alaska, 14277 and 7277 is where Eric up in Alaska at the North Pole will be listening. Don, back to you.
All right, Fred, thanks a lot for doing the contest. I know I was one of those 11,000 winners, and I'll try to get that SASE off to you to get that QRZ bumper sticker. I love bumper stickers. That looked good on my little QSL wall back here behind me. So thanks a lot for that, and congratulations on 20 years. Now, hey, listen, while you're online, Go check out the Heil Sound Facebook page and click on their Facebook icon at heilsound.com. They're holding a contest. They're giving away a Heil Sound product each day, a different one. And the social media team is putting up pictures from the early days of Heil Sound. You have to caption them. That's my favorite one right there. I captioned that one this morning of him with the accordion and Sarah having a hard time. So if you're familiar with Bob's history with the Who, then there should be a very quick caption. Anyway, go to the face. Oh my God, look at that! Go to the Facebook page and check that out. That's a lot of fun. So Bob Heil and Heil Sound. Let's check out the news of the week from Amateur Radio Newsline. Ryan, if you'll run that. From Amateur Radio Newsline Report, number 1896, these are the Ham Nation headlines for Wednesday, December 18th, 2013. Several Colorado hams and a linked repeater system made possible the successful rescue of a group whose vehicle slid off an icy roadway Friday night, December 6th. Cody Fowler, ND0A, and his family were on their way home. Suddenly, Fowler noticed that the lights of the vehicle behind them had disappeared. Suspecting a problem, he turned around, parked, and saw that a red SUV had driven off the road and into a ditch. Ironically, while he and his family had just purchased new cell phones, none were charged or activated. So, he turned to amateur radio.
But you can see, emergency, November Delta, Zero Alpha. Cody. Somebody call 911. We got a rollover accident up here on Copper Gulch about, I'm guessing, 4 or 5 miles off of, up from Highway 50. Copy?
Copy. Amanda, can you handle that?
Relaying the information to authorities was Amanda Alden, K1DDN. Alden called 911, and for the next hour, she kept a cell phone in one hand and a radio in the other, relaying messages between dispatch and Fowler.
Actually, they're going southbound, went off the left side of the road, roll over, and little girl's possible concussion. She shook up, a little nauseated.
So, Cody, you're going to stay with them until emergency help arrives?
Affirmative, I'll stay.
A few minutes later came word from another ham on the system that help was on its way.
Amanda, they just dispatched an officer on the old sheriff analog system, WD0WDM.
While everyone at the accident site was waiting for help to arrive, ND0A, along with K1DDN, K0JSC, and several others kept the lines of communications flowing.
ND0A, K0JSC, do you still have the individuals in your vehicle?
Jeff, I've got one of the young ladies that was in the vehicle. The other passengers are split up amongst the other two vehicles that stopped.
From the time Alden made the 911 emergency call until the Colorado State Police arrived took about 40 minutes. Two of the victims ended up being transferred to a local hospital. A European windstorm named Oscari has brought down the famed 330-foot-high Radio Arcala 160 and 80-meter tower and antenna at Finland's OH-8X station. The storm, with gusts up to 80 miles per hour, not only demolished the 5-year-old 40-ton amateur radio array, but also caused power outages for more than 200,000 households in Finland. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, and the 6 other ham radio antenna towers at the Radio Arcala site survived the storm. None of the buildings that are part of the station suffered any damage. As we go to air, inspectors are trying to evaluate the cause of the failure. One suspicion is that the automation designed to enable the array to find its most comfortable position in high winds somehow locked up and caused the structure to corkscrew and tumble to the ground. Even with the demise of the 160 and 80-meter directional array, life goes on at Radio Arcala, and you may soon hear Santa Claus from the north of Finland bringing you the joy of Christmas in the form of station OF9X. It plans to beam its signal over the North Pole on 20 meters via the polar path during the holiday season. When NASA's Juno spacecraft flew past Earth this past October 9th, it received a boost in speed of more than 7.3 kilometers per second. That set it on course for a July 4th, 2016 rendezvous with the planet Jupiter. During the flyby, Juno's WAVES instrument, which is tasked with measuring radio and plasma waves in Jupiter's magnetosphere, recorded amateur radio signals from here on Earth as part of a public outreach effort involving ham radio operators from around the world. Hams are invited to say hi to Juno by coordinating radio transmissions that carry the same Morse-coded message. Operators from every continent, including Antarctica, participated. The data returned from the spacecraft was then processed at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. You'll find a link to this fascinating video in the printed edition of this week's Amateur Radio Newsline Report, but the easiest way to see it is to simply go to YouTube and type in the search box, Hi Juno, And that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline, your independent source for amateur radio news, brought to you each and every week for 35 years and counting at www.arnewsline.org. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW 73, and Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next time here on Ham Nation.
Looking for the perfect present for that special someone? ICOM's got you covered. Go to ICOMAmerica.com/amateur and click on the Holiday Instant Savings button to receive extra holiday savings through December 31st of 2013. Here are a few of the special savings and some incredible bargains. IC2300H, the rugged Mill Standard 810G spec VHF transceiver with 65 watts of stable output. IC92AD, tough submersible construction and a VHF UHF handy talkie with built-in D-Star capability. IC7100, the new multi-band all-mode HF VHF UHF mobile with touchscreen operation and D-Star capability on all bands. IC7200, a simple and tough HF rig with IF DSP and a rugged design perfect for indoor or outdoor use. IC7410, enjoy higher performance in everyday HF communications with exceptional double conversion super heterodyne receiver and faster IF DSP. IC9100, the all-around high-performance transceiver with everything the IC7410 has, plus VHF and UHF, and available D-Star and 1200 megahertz options. IC7600, the HF transceiver with dual receivers, IF DSP, color TFT display, and dedicated DSP spectrum scope. IC7700, the premium 200-watt HF transceiver with every single high-end feature you could dream of, and more. ID51A, the new VHF UHF dual-band handheld with built-in D-Star and GPS standard. And don't forget about the ICOM Bidirect program for D-Star repeaters and the great closeout deals on the IC80AD handheld. Go to ICOMAmerica.com/amateur and click on the Holiday Instant Savings button to receive extra holiday savings through December 31st of 2013.
And don't forget about that IC80AD, that D-Star handheld dual band rig. Great price for only $329.95, direct from ICOM. And in our, after every episode, ICOM is holding a swag contest. Just go to ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation and register to possibly win some swag. Each week, something's going to be given away. But there's a grand prize every month. And this month, it's going to be the ICOM IC92AD. It's a 5-watt dual watch VHF UHF handheld with D-Star and rugged submersible construction. And you can add an optional GPS speaker microphone for some exceptional GPS functions. So go to ICOMAmerica.com/hamnation after the show today and register to win. This is the last show of the month, by the way, so maybe your odds are a little better this month. Also, don't forget about the new ICOM Swag store at ICOMSwag.com, where you can get all those great ICOM T-shirts and hats, various things you would need on the beach here where I am right now. And one other thing I want to mention is I just put out another video that I did for ICOM. It's the IC9100 video that shows that multi-band, multi-mode transceiver. You can go to ICOM's IC9100 product page and get the video there and learn a little bit more about that rig. And, Gordo, I think that was actually your rig that I was playing with.
Yeah, it's a goodie. That's a keeper. How do you like it, huh?
Oh, I like it. It's got everything you could possibly want, too. And you know, Bob couldn't be with us tonight. He's not on the beach like me, but I'm not sure where he is, so... We've got a little message from him here anyway. So, Brian, if you'll roll that.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry I can't be here for this very special show tonight. It's the last show of the year, and what a great year it's been. And I wanted to just to say a couple of words to thank everybody that's taken part in the process of producing this great show called Ham Nation this year, from the production crew in Petaluma, to all of the people, all the various hosts, the guest. We've had so much fun, and we've, I think, brought a lot of information to the amateur radio industry. So we're very fortunate to have Leo Laporte and everybody allow us to do that. Sorry I don't have all of my full setup tonight to be on the air with you, but I don't have any internet where we are here in this place. It's a warehouse where we're putting together the NAMM display for our large music show that'll happen in Anaheim next week, and I had to come and make sure everything was working okay as they put all these graphics and things together. So I wanted to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And of course, one of the funnest things I do, Gordo, that's my own word, funnest things I do each year, although I do it every day, but I love to play Christmas music, and I thought we'd fire up the big organ again this year and play a little Santa Claus is Coming to Town. So Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll talk to you next year right here on Ham Nation. Thanks so much for being a part. We'll see you next year.
That's Christmas music.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Gordo, we saw that organ a month or so back when we were in Missouri. And boy, there's nothing like being in the room there with it. It sounds just like the real thing. Well, I guess it is the real thing. Well, let's bring Dale on in now and see what videos he's got for us this week.
Okay, very good, George. Thank you very much. Enjoyed that concert from Bob there. That was fantastic. Well, we've welcoming you now to the Christmas edition of the Ham Nation video segment. We're all dressed up. We've got lights blinking in the background. We got the bells ringing, and we're ready for a real crimson and blue Christmas. Now, we've got three videos. We've got a new club website of the week, and we'll present the winner of the Ham's Choice Award for videos aired during November. Well, let's start with a timely video, a look at last weekend's ARRL Worldwide 10-meter contest through the eyes of one ham. George Huffman, KD4MXA, who you will remember was named the first winner of the Ham's Choice Award this past summer, was the videographer, and let's watch his show.
Hello, I'm George, KD4MXA, with another short video to share. It is a rainy day here in North Carolina, but a perfect day to do a little contesting. The ARRL 10-meter contest is this weekend, and I thought I would show how simple it is to get on the air and do a little contesting. My setup is quite modest, certainly nothing like Tim Duffy's K3LR station. My main radio is a Kenwood TS2000 running 100 watts. I normally run it into a G5RV multiband wire antenna. You can see it hanging in the background. But for this video, I thought I would make a simple dipole antenna out of some scrap aluminum tubing. I took a piece of half-inch tubing 6 feet long and cut it in half and inserted a fiberglass insulating spacer. The coax braid attaches to one side of the dipole and the inner wire to the other. I then inserted 6 foot long pieces of 3-inch tubing in both sides for a total length of about 18 feet. This should be too long, but before we cut it to its final length, we need to get it in the air at its operating height and attach our trusty antenna analyzer to it. I used the standard dipole formula of 468 divided by the frequency to come up with a rough estimate of its final length. In this case, I used 28.4, so 468 divided by 28.4 equals 16.5 feet. Once we get the antenna trimmed, I simply raised it in the air about 20 feet on a simple metal antenna mast. Now that the antenna is done, let's see how well it works.
Good luck. QRZ, Whiskey Delta 4, India, X-ray Delta. Sierra 51 Foxtrot. Thank you. You're 59 Colorado. Over.
Roger. Thank you. 59611. 611.
USL 611. Thanks for the new one.
Well, we can hear stations. That is always a good sign. Now let's tune around and see if anyone can hear us. I usually start at the lower end of the band and work my way up, answering as many CQ calls as I can hear. Once I don't hear any more, I go back to the lower end and start again.
Thank you for the New York. Whiskey Bravo. Whiskey,
Kilowatt Delta 4, Mike X-ray Alpha.
The KD4 station,
yes? KD4, Mike X-ray Alpha. 5-9 November Charlie, thank you. Kilowatt Delta 4, Mike X-ray Alpha.
Delta 4, Mike X-ray America, 591368.
Roger, roger, 59, November Charlie.
Thank you, Oscar, Kilo 7, Kilo.
November 5, Yankee Papa,
Delta. KW Mach 2, Alpha, Radio Delta.
Kilowatt Delta 4, Mike X-ray Alpha.
84 MXA, 591193.
Roger, roger, 59, November Charlie. Kilowatt Delta 4, Mike X-ray Alpha.
KD4, Mike X-ray Alpha, 595666.
59 November Charlie. What was that number again?
5666. Thank you. Delta Kilo 6 X-ray Zulu.
Kilowatt Delta 4, Mike X-ray Alpha.
Mike X-ray Alpha again.
Kilo Delta 4, Mike X-ray Alpha.
Standby DX station, Kilo Delta 4, Mike X-ray Alpha,
59
New Mexico.
59 North Carolina.
North Carolina, the DX.
I hope you have found this video informative and entertaining. Until next time, this is George, KD4MXA, 73.
Well, thanks, George, for that timely report from this past weekend. Well, it's a week before Christmas and all through the shack. No, got the wrong script here, but I'll bet you are wondering what you would add to your shack if you were the founder and the chairman of the board of a huge amateur radio manufacturing company like ICOM. Well, thanks to Ray Novak, we have a short clip featuring Mr. Inouye's remote shack at JA3FA. Let's take a look together. Isn't that fantastic? Well, thanks for that great link, Ray. And as Don said, thanks to Google Translate. And what a shack, an IC7800 feeding a 167-foot tower. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, let's pop up our club website of the week now. It's www.portcars.org. www.portcars.org is the website of the Portage County Amateur Radio Service. They go by PCARS. The club meets in Streetsboro, Ohio, on the second Monday of each month. Their goal is to put the fun back in ham radio. And they like to let others in the community know about amateur radio. The website features information about the club meeting, greetings to new members, newsletters, net schedules, and much more. So you'll want to go ahead and give it a spin. The site was nominated by Tom. He's KB8UUZ, or Parky, as he's known around the club. He invites you to take a look at their 40-page award-winning newsletter when you visit the site. And Parky just happens to be the videographer for our last video. It's quite timely. It's winter time starting Saturday. And as we move into the winter season, this one will set the stage. Each year, the PCARS members hold a Freeze Your Acorns Off QRP event. Let's watch now and see what cold is all about.
We'll be right back.
that's an active ham club. And look at those credits. I think that's a one-man band there. And thank you very much, Parkey. And thank you also for spending most of last evening recording a special audio version of that for the audio podcast listeners here at Ham Nation. We appreciate it. Well, it's time to announce the winner of the Ham's Choice Awards for videos aired during the month of November. The winner with the most votes at hamnationvideos.info is GM0B sets new record. If you'll remember, that was produced by Paul. He's GM0KMJ, and he garnered 31.5% of the votes tallied during the month. He'll receive this copy of Ham Radio for Arduino and Pixax. It's courtesy of our Ham's Choice Award sponsor. That's Mark Breckheisen. He's KB0MOF. He runs the Ham Radio Center nearby here in Derby, Kansas. Thank you, Mark, for sponsoring our Ham's Choice Awards. Well, our November runner-up is anchoring Newsline from Skeeter Nash, N5ASH. He tallied 26.3% of the vote. And third place in the voting was Randy, K7AGE, for that hilarious parts recovery video we laughed at about in the middle of November. Well, we'd sure love to show your photos and your videos here on Ham Nation. Give you a chance to be selected by your fellow hams as the Ham's Choice Award winner. If you'll just send the link to your videos or email your photos to hamnationvideos@twit.tv, we'll make sure they get on the air. And that wraps up the last Ham Nation video segment for 2013. Cheryl will have the latest from the chat room very soon, but right now, let's check in with Don and find out what the latest is from ICOM. And Don, which ICOM radio are you hoping to see under the tree?
Well, I'd love to see a 7800 under the tree. I'd love to see a 7100 in my car. But right now, I want to talk to you about Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of audiobooks. That is what it looks like right there on my iPhone. That is how I listen to Audible most of the time. Yes, I am a happy Audible subscriber. I've got a 125-mile daily commute. And I go through a new book a month. And that's the cool thing about Audible. More than 150,000 downloadable titles across all genres of literature, fiction, nonfiction, periodicals. And because you're a listener of Ham Nation, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out the service. And one audiobook you might consider downloading is a great book by Laura Hillenbrand. It is called Unbroken. This is the story of a man named Louis Zamperini. Louis Zamperini was a long-distance runner. Louis Zamperini was an Olympian in the 1936 Olympics, and he probably, very easily, could have been the man to break the four-minute mile except for one little quirk of history, and that was World War II. He went to Japan, and over the course of his time over there, he got shot down. His B-24 was shot down. Him and two other survivors stayed alive for 46 days drifting in a couple of rubber rafts, fighting off the elements and their brains and sharks and enemy machine guns. 46 days they were adrift until finally they were picked up by a boat. Unfortunately, it was a Japanese boat. They were put in a series of Japanese POW camps for a number of years. And it talks all about Lou Zamperini's experiences. And the cool thing is, Louis Zamperini is still alive. He's 90-something years old. Google him, Z-A-M-P-O-R-I-N-I, Louis Zamperini. And get this book. Get it on Audible. Get it for free. You need to read this. This is, oh, my God, you will just be so amazed by Lou Zamperini's story. This is a great one. And to download this audiobook for free or another one of your choice, like my next one that I've got coming up is a Stephen King book that I just found. It's called 112263. It's JFK is killing in Dallas, and it also involves a little time travel element to this. So, you know, it's going to be Stephen King, so you know it's going to be a little bit freaky, but that's the one that I'm just getting ready to start. I cannot wait to get that, but you definitely want to go and check out Unbroken. I mean, it's just such a great story. To download either of these two audiobooks for free or any other one of your choice of the 150,000 that you can choose from. Go to audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. audiblepodcast.com/hamnation. Get all set up. It is just as easy as it could be, and you're going to love Audible as much as I do. And Audible, we thank you so much for your support of Ham Nation. Let's head up to the cold, frozen north now and see Cheryl. You've got to have a big fuzzy cap on or something today, huh? It's got to be cold up there.
Hi there, no Dan Santa. I don't know what's so dark here. I'm not sure really what happened to the lighting here. It's
you look
quite
fine.
Right.
A little low.
Really,
but you look
bright,
fine.
Is it bright enough? There you go. There's a little bit more here. Okay. Hi, everybody. Just wanted to do a quick announcement here. It comes from N2FYE Andy. Thank you very much. This Saturday, December 21st, 24-hour Feld Hell Sprint. So you go to HTTP, he wants me to give you, Feld, F-E-L-D, Hell, H-E-L-L, club.org. So that is for this Saturday, December 21st. So please check that website for him. And I just wanted to say, first and foremost, wishing you wonder and whimsy, warm memories, and the merriest moments. To all of you out there listening, to all my Ham Nation members and everything, I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. But I do want to thank you for this lovely card. Ray and Lori, thank you so much. And I enjoyed the dinner so much at Maggiano's with all of you and Teddy too. Okay, so now I just want to go on and let you guys know that Santa always gives us so many gifts. And I was thinking maybe we might want to pitch in and get a gift for him. So what do you think about this, maybe? How about the aeronautical Slay Mobile? Perhaps we should pitch in and pick up an all-mode, all-band ICOM 7100 for Santa? I think that might work out. I heard he's a ham. So with that, let's just go ahead and get to a question. You know, well, first off, Santa did beam me an instant message from his house from the North Pole, and he wanted me to read the wish list sent up by some Ham Nation viewers here. He says, my neighbor won't cut down my dipole next year. No one near me will get a plasma TV that wipes out 20 meters, and Santa will bring me a new $8,000 touchscreen ham set, new tubes needed for my Swan 500, new dynamometer for my old Elmac AF67. And I have to take it over to Gordo here. Hi, Gordo. I have a question for you. There's a little bit of, did you ever transmit into a string of C6 Christmas tree lights? Didn't you do that a couple of years ago? You were needing an elf helper to work the manual tuner as the bulbs went from 0 ohms to 2,000 ohms. Do you remember your best EX? Tell us a little bit about it.
Actually, Cheryl, I think Gordo left us to go do some radio stuff with the North Pole, so he's not with us right now. Anyone else want to jump in?
Oh. Well, if it can't compare to the pickle frying, I'll guarantee you that.
I don't know. I thought it was supposed to be pretty cute. I was talking about it with him. But other than that, there's some other things in here that I wanted to check with you, Don, perhaps. I have Valerie, NVNL, NV9L, pardon me. She says she's new to code and only about 15 words per minute, and that's still pretty good, I think. But she says, everyone says contesting is how you get better. What's a good contest for us slow guys? Do you have any idea for some good contests, Don?
Yeah, I'm not a code guy. I can spell CW correctly 3 out of 5 times on a good night.
Right.
But the NRRL, of course, has straight key night right around New Year's Eve. And they also have a rookie CW contest that I just read about. So go to the NRRL website and go to their contesting check and check out the rookie, because that's cool. You have to, I think the rookie thing, you have to be licensed like in the last 3 years. If you're licensed any farther than that, I don't know if you can participate, but either of that or straight key night or just most of the seasoned guys. You know, they'll slow down to match you, even if it's not a contest. But yeah, I would imagine that once you kind of get a groove going, contesting is a great way to pick your speed up. But again, I don't even own a CW key. It's on my list of things to do one of these days is to polish my speed up a little bit. So that would be the best that I could say is check with the ARRL and get on one of those, particularly straight key night, because you know I don't know if there's going to be a lot of fast guys there, but definitely check out the rookie contest.
Now, I've heard if you go, if you're involved with QSOs with you know, CW, generally the fast people on the key will slow down to accommodate. They generally do right. That. So that's another thing to just be aware of. They're not going to just blow you out of the water, and they're going to come down and work with you.
The polite guys will match you and help you learn as well. The polite guys will, yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks, Don, for the answer. Very nice job. And I just wanted to point out the little ICOM Christmas tree here. I know a lot of people, as you see over here, with the stockings, and here's the little ICOM 7800 underneath the tree there. But the reason why I took my microphone off here is this is a musical tree as well. It has some songs here. I'm not sure if you can hear any of that, but I thought I'd try. I don't know if you can actually hear that, but the music is playing off of the tree here. And we've got the little Santa ducks here. So, you know, for all you mud ducks out there, I can think of one, Whiskey Tango 2 Quack. I got the mud ducks up here special for you. And I also wanted to say thank you so much, guys, for the use of the band for the after show QSO on 3847. That would be Phil, AI4 Delta Queen, JD, N0IRS, and John, WB4 QDA, and of course, Whiskey Tango 2 Quack. I did want to say thank you and very Merry Christmas to you guys. So thanks for that. Let's see if there's any other questions that we have here. You know what? I'm just going to have to crank up the linear and throw a log on the amp. I want you all to stop by and check into the after show QSO on 75 meters on 3.847 megahertz. I'll be there to, I think the band is actually doing a really, really fine job. And I wanted to say thank you for my floor director here who managed this set today while I was working. So if you want to come on in here, David, I would really like you to say hi to everybody and wish them a Merry Christmas.
I don't know if you can see me or not.
Yeah, there you go.
Season's greetings there, Don. And let's see, gosh, who else is out there? I guess Gordo took off to someplace else. But George, good to see your smiling face and all the others out there that do such a wonderful job. There's George. Hi, George.
That's so nice.
Gosh, I love your green screen. It's absolutely so marvelous. I just wanted to wish you all a very happy holiday, and I'm so thankful for Leo and the crew and Brian and Alex and all them guys over at Petaluma. They do such a great job. But this holiday season, I just wanted to remind all of those folks out there, and I know that it can be sometimes a little bit challenging to climb up and at this time of the year and fix those batteries on those smoke detectors.
Oh, please.
But we have lost so many precious lives there during the seasons because we get all tied up in the hustle and bustle and that. And put in those CO detectors there and be sure to mount those below your sleeping habitat, below where you sleep, because CO is obviously heavier than air. And it'll stay a little bit lower there. But by the time it gets to your bedside, it's too late. So be sure to change those batteries and those smoke detectors. And be sure to get some CO detectors as well. And wish you all a happy holiday. And I just wanted to say thanks for everything here. And all you folks there in Ham Nation. 73, God bless. Catch you on the band.
That's our David, K9LPK. He does it all for me. That's that that unseen ham that does it all in the background here, the personal engineer Bob always talks about. Okay, Ham Nationites, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from all of us to all of you. Come on back and join us for some more fun and excitement with Ham Nation. I'm Cheryl Lassick, K9BIK, with David Russell, K9LPK, 73 to all, and to all a good night. May you be safe and warm and hope you find yourself with your loved ones this holiday season. Back over to you, Don.
I just hope I find myself. Thanks, Cheryl. We appreciate you and David so much being on Ham Nation. It's a big part of the show, and we like how you get the chat room involved in that. That's great stuff.
Thank you.
Of course, and again, thank you to Twit. Go to twit.tv/survey and check out the audience survey, because that lets Twit know exactly, you know, if you like Ham Nation, put it on the Twit survey and let them know exactly what you like, and that way they can bring you more great programming. It's twit.tv slash survey. And George, I think you've got some information on our nets. Don't you? I know the 40 and 20 meter net frequencies. Well, 20 is probably gone, but Cheryl's going to be on 75 on 38 to 47. And of course, we've got Alaska up there. But George, bring us up to date on Echo Link and D-Star, would you?
Okay, I believe 40 meters is 7.278. I haven't been watching the chat room very close, so I'm not positive about that. But Echo Link is, as always, on Star Dewdrop and Star. That's node number 355-800. And the D-Star net is back in full force now on Reflector 14, Module C. And Don, I'm not sure, but, you know, when we get through here, I'm going to jump back in the old lead sled here and solder claws. No telling where he will end up next. So far, I've been to Petaluma. I'm on the North Pole now. Maybe we'll go to Hawaii next. But anyway, thanks, everyone, for watching Ham Nation this year. It's been a lot of fun. And we'll be back with you again in January. Oh, yes, now I'm back in Twitter at Master Control.
Don't headbutt Brian. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, that's weird. No, that's not weird at all. Perfect. George, thank you so much for being here on Ham Nation. This is just so much fun. And of course, Gordon and Bob Heil, we've got to thank those two guys as well, because were it not for Bob, none of us would be here. And of course, for all you guys out there and girls watching and learning and laughing and groaning along with all of us, it's been a great year. And we're looking forward to so much more in 2014. So thank you all very much. You can see on my shirt, it says, I got gifts. The gifts is being part of Ham Nation and all you people out there that interact in social media and email with all of us and everything. And we love all of you, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate Twit. And Brian, thank you, and Alex, and everybody there for all your great work this year. And that's going to do it for us for this year. We're going to take a couple of weeks off for Christmas and New Year's, and we'll be back bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for 2014 with a whole lot more. I think George is going to get a new roll of solder for Christmas, and we're going to be ready. So don't forget the reason for the season, and spend time with your family and friends, because that's what it's all about. And thank you all for being here on Ham Nation, and we will see you in a couple of weeks. So good night, and 7-3 from South Mississippi. George, final word.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. We'll see you again next year from, I guess, outer space somewhere. I'm not sure where I am now. I probably crashed the TriCaster.
A black hole. So, good night, everyone, as we listen to Joe Walsh play us out. 7-3 and Merry Christmas from all of us here at Ham Nation. Good night. Bop, da, 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 bop, bop.